Good morning and shalom. We are so blessed to come this far to understand what God says concerning His words. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God lives forever. Reading and studying and engaging in His Word makes us wiser than our enemies. It makes us wiser to help us wait until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and this is the last installment or session in the book of Peter. We have come a long way. We have understood from the book of 1 Peter how to deal with the wolves that or how to deal when the sheep is among the wolves, when the sheep is among the persecutors, when the church is living in the persecuted zone. But we also discovered that in the book of Second Peter is how to live when living in the with the wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves in sheep's clothing means, no, wolves in sheep's clothing means that there is a lot of false prophets and false teachers, fake. They have camouflaged. They are wolves. They look like sheep. It's not easy to distinguish them. It's not easy to understand who they are until you take time to grow. You see that the only best way is to grow and understand what God says. And therefore, in this last session, we will be focusing on how to grow on or why we should grow in both the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we are emphasizing today, that Peter said we have to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what we need to grow about Jesus Christ is about his dimensions, is about his suffering, is about his death, is about even his resurrection, is about his ascension, and it's about his soon coming. We must grow in that. But we must also grow in the grace. Grace means that we are depending on his power. We are depending on his grace. We are depending on who he is. And so let's finish up this session by more looking at what he says about his coming, which we began yesterday. Yesterday we began by looking at the fact that Jesus has delayed from some people's point of view, from the scoffers' point of view. They're asking questions. From the day we heard about it, from the day of our ancestors, we have been told about the coming of Jesus. These are scoffers speaking. Where is his coming? But Peter, tells them and tells us also that the delay of Jesus Christ is for our own good because he wish that everybody should repent. He wants everyone to repent. And then he continued by saying from verses 10, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10, but the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly as a thief. But he says, for certainty, he will come. If we happen to sleep before he comes, he will still wake us up during the rapture. We know there's a difference between the day, what we call the day of the Lord, which is the second coming of Jesus, and the rapture. The rapture is a secret meeting, according to the scripture, that the church will be snatched. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians that the Lord will come and he is going to take the church. He's going to snatch the church home. In fact, he said that two people will be grading, one will be taken, another one is left. Two men will be sleeping on the same bed. One will be taken, the other one is left. Now, when you hear that one is taken, the other one is left, it tells you that it's a secret meeting. And life will still continue until the second coming of Jesus Christ. So the second coming of Jesus is when Jesus comes again, even with the church. So the rapture is when Jesus comes for the church. The second coming is when Jesus comes together with the church, now for judgment. Now here he's saying that the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away. Now this day of the Lord that is coming as a thief here, he is talking about when he finally, you see, when you talk about the day of the Lord, we discovered that it's not particularly a day. It's not a single day. It's a season. There are a number of things. In fact, we discovered in the book of Revelation and the book of First and Second Thessalonians that there are a number of things that will happen that constitute what we call the day of the Lord. And I don't want to get all the there, but then he has told a few things. You come and unexpectedly as a thief, but not for the church. Because for us, Jesus will have come for us. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise. You see, now this is now the end completely. It is the second coming. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. So this is a time of judgment. It's the coming to judge the world and those who live in it, the earth and those who are in it, those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ. Since everything allowed us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives should we live? So Peter is saying, we know that although scoffers are scoffing and asking whether he's coming, we should not go to the scoffer side, but we should live a godly and holy life, because we know the world and the earth and will be destroyed. They'll come to an end one day. But we should live a godly and holy life, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. On that day, he will set the heavens on fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and to the new earth. He has promised a world filled with God's righteousness. You see, for us, we are not looking for the destruction of the earth and the heavens. That is not our end game. We are looking for the new earth and new heavens. You see, now there's a difference between a believer and an unbeliever. Believers are looking beyond the second coming of Jesus, and they are looking for the establishment of the new earth and the new heavens, the home of righteousness. So we are not waiting for the earth to end. We are waiting for the earth to be renewed, a new one. And with that kind of a living, we know that we are beyond the destruction. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. You know, Peter talks about how we ought to live, how we ought to grow and to live, to grow in grace and to live a holy and peaceful life, lives that are blameless in his sight. And remember our Lord's patience, give people time to be saved. This is what our beloved Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom God gave him, speaking of those of these things in all of his letters. Some of his comments are hard to understand. Those who are ignorant are unable to and unstable have twisted his letters to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of the scripture, and will result in their destruction. You already know these things, dear friends. Like what Peter says, you already know them. So be on guard. Then you will not be carried away by the error of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forever. So Peter, in this session, he was able to help us understand that, yes, the Lord seems to have delayed, but he will certainly come. And to them who feel that he has delayed, he will come like a thief in the night. But to us who are waiting for him, he will be able to help us. We will see him when he comes. We are expecting for his coming. And Peter says, between now and then, we need to live differently. We need to live holy and godly lives. We need to live lives that are worthy before God, peaceful lives. We need to continue to love God with all our hearts. We need to understand the scriptures, not to twist scriptures as people have been twisting. He talks about some people who do not understand the letters of Paul, and they keep on twisting them to their own destruction. But for us, we need to make sure that we are understanding the scripture. That's why he says we need to grow. Instead of twisting those Paul's scriptures and Peter's scriptures and verses, we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may understand all those things, how to live and what to do. Father, we thank you. We know that you are coming. We know that we are looking forward, not for the destruction of the current earth and heavens, but the creation or the making of the new heavens and the new earth. Help us to look beyond, in Jesus' name.